When did you first decide to become a journalist and why?
Well, as far back as I can remember, I wanted to be a reporter. When we played games during childhood, some boys and girls wanted to be Indian chiefs or airplane pilots. I always said I wanted to be a reporter. I think that it was probably because both my parents were avid newspaper readers, particularly my father, who worked with his back in his hands all of his life. My father used to describe the newspaper as the poor man's university.
Yeah, looking back at more than 50 years of media experience is what you have, even more than that, yeah? What do you think is the state of the news in the country right now? Do you think that I get reasonably informed when I, like, turn to the network channels right now, for instance? Do you think the watchdog still alive and kicking?
I think the watchdog is still alive, but not kicking very much. I have seen some fairly recent signs that encourage me to think that the watchdog is beginning to kick a little more. For example, the stories about how bad things were at Bethesda Naval Hospital, where our brave young men and women came back to be treated. But I try not to kid myself, and I don't want to kid anyone else. Entertainment values have almost overwhelmed journalistic values in kind of tsunami fashion, if you will, in a country such as ours, which is based on the constitutional republic, based on the principles of freedom and democracy, and depends for its very existence on an informed citizenry. And by the way, I do not accept myself from this criticism.
When we look at the conviction of Scooter Libby, what has this case done to journalism's ability to work with and trust actually confidential or insider sources? And how does a reporter or news operation maintain integrity while accepting leaks or other information sent out to serve someone else's self-interest, which has been kind of, you know, connected to the case when we look at disclosing the identity of Valerie Plame and so?
Well, unquestionably, it's going to dampen down the acceptance of what we call whistleblower information, somebody on the inside who's willing to talk and tell the journalists, who then will tell the public, what's really going on, as opposed to what somebody in power wants them to believe is going on. You need such people. What happens is the journalist uses the source, and the source uses the journalist, in a lot of cases, both high and low. Now, the higher you go up in the power structure, there is a nexus between particularly well-known journalists and people in power. And it's just my opinion, but I think that nexus needs to be examined very, very carefully.
You retired after 24 years being the evening anchor at CBS, and many people say that the report on George W. Bush's grounding was more or less this obstacle which kind of ended your career at CBS prematurely, and, right, and that news report files were presented that declared Bush unfit to fly because, among other things, he failed to submit to a physical examination, and the files were disputed as false. How do you feel about this incident now, after a couple of years, and especially about its effect on your career?
The way I feel about it is in my rearview mirror. I'm a forward-looking person. And I can truthfully say that quicker than I thought might be the case, that my experience at CBS for 44 years, I can't think of a better place to have spent the time. I don't argue, I'm not here to debate, that the story that we ran about President Bush and the questions about his military service hastened my departure from CBS. About career, I literally thank God and consider myself extremely lucky that at 75, I'll be 76 later this year, that I'm still able to do what I dreamed of doing when I was a child, which was cover news.
This leads me to my last question. How long do you think you're still going to be in front of the camera and, like, you know, do this job?
I do hope that as long as I have my health, that I will be reporting somewhere, somehow, for somebody. You know, my dream is to be a really excellent reporter. I haven't fully realized that dream, but I'm still working on it.